one of the great sports commentators of the world. He's just come back from commentating overseas. He's not just a cycling commentator, but he's a travel guide as well for most of us when we're watching the Tour of Spain or the Giro or the Tour de France. And whilst competitive cycling has shut down at this stage, you can still grab your giant bicycle and go for a ride outside. One of the great things we can still do at the moment, albeit solo. And a nice plug for Giant. They've supplied many a bicycle to a family in Australia, and they've just provided a couple, I think, to Gary and Tim. So we'll find out how they're travelling on their Giants. Matt, probably on his Giant, or at least his stationary bike at home, because this is day six of isolation for you, Matt. Welcome to the program. Thanks for joining me again.
Thank you, Dwayne. I am in home quarantine, and I've worked it out each day. I'm doing at least 1 hour in the garage on my own. And I feel like I'm going back to that kid when I was 14 and I used to ride to school. And as I was riding to school and getting towards the top of the hill near the school, I was dropping Greg LeMond and Pedro Delgado when I was winning the Tour de France. I'm back in the garage and I'm back being 14 and I'm winning. There's nobody else in the garage to beat me.
Hey, you were doing this. You do this when you're overseas anyway, don't you? Join a group of cyclists around the world that ride on, is it Zwift they ride on?
Yeah, it's a virtual platform called Zwift, and they've actually recreated a lot of courses from around the world. You can ride Alpe d'Huez on the virtual platform on Zwift, and it changes the resistance and the gradient as you're going up that climb. Or you can ride the course from the World Championships from last year or the Olympic Games from London or so on. And throughout the Tour de France last year, on both of the rest days, Robin McEwen and I were set up in a hotel. We had a live camera that was on Robbie and I. We were getting questions from people that were joining us on the ride. And we're riding next to people from Japan, from America, from Canada, from Australia. It was sensational. It was really good social interaction. And then just the other day, I was having a ride on Zwift, that virtual platform, and this one guy kept coming up alongside me, and he had a pseudonym of Gert-Jan Ternesat, who was this Dutch cyclist from the late 1980s. Turns out it was one of my closest mates, who I lived with in Holland when I raced, and he was cracking it with me because I kept trying to ride away from him. And then he sent me a message on WhatsApp later on saying this is just like the 1990s. You keep trying to drop me.
So you can have a fake name. You can have an avatar. What, are you Matt Keenan online or are you someone else?
No, I'm me. I'm just plain old Matt Keenan when I'm online. And for a while, I was thinking about setting up a fake account. So it's when I come back from a month away traveling, I could get a little bit fitter under a fake account before I went back to my real name and was able to keep up with some decent bunch rides.
If you could grab an old name and be that person, who would you be?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, the guy that really inspired me into the sport was Greg LeMond, who was the first American to win the Tour de France. And it was, you know, the first set of interviews that you could watch on Channel 9 when they had the coverage of the Tour de France. And it seemed so romantic, these French names and Spanish names. And this American guy with Irish heritage and a French-sounding name who was beating all of them. And for when I first had a bank account, my password was LeMond 1986. It's no longer that password, obviously, because I'm sharing it with you, because that's when he first won the Tour de France.
Nice work. The voice of cycling, Matt Keenan, with me is in self-isolation. You're pretty active on Twitter. You're on Instagram. I saw a video of you hitting a tennis ball against your shed wall because you're not allowed to travel outside the parameters of your house. Is that right?
I haven't left the property since Wednesday when I got home, so I've been trying to do something each day. My wife has put together a to-do list around the house. I've mowed the lawns, I've done the edges, I've done the weeding, I've varnished the outdoor setting. But every time I knock something off the list, Wayne, something else goes on it. Today I thought I'd have a little bit of a hit, a bit of a hit of mini tennis against the wall. I think I'm pretty good at chasing balls down. I could not draw a single unforced error out of the wall.
The trouble was, though, Matt, I don't know how many balls you've got lying around. Your fence looked fairly low between you and your neighbour. You can't go over the fence and get the ball if you accidentally hit it over the fence.
I've got a few that have gone over the fence, but my neighbour's fantastic. They keep throwing them back. They know where they come from. And it's not the kids.
Nice work. The impact on the International Cycling Canada. Just a serious question first, Matt. For those people who can go out and ride at the moment, they do go out and ride. I presume there's... Well, I've seen plenty of cyclists. I'm on the Ocean Road at the moment. So I've seen a few solos come past, and that's what you're encouraging, solo rides, not the group rides, the pack rides?
Yeah, for a couple of reasons. Obviously, within a bunch, there's more of a chance of transmitting any sort of virus that you do pick up. Secondly, within a bunch, there's more of a chance of crashing. And if you crash, then you're putting an additional load onto the healthcare system, which is already under pressure. And the coronavirus is not just about the coronavirus in isolation. It's about the additional pressure that that puts on the healthcare system that then means that your friend, loved one, parents, your sibling or whatever it may be that's currently receiving chemotherapy treatment or has had a heart attack or a brain tumour, the care that they're meant to be getting can be reduced because of the care that needs to be then taken by somebody that has the coronavirus. So it's that knock-on effect. It's not the coronavirus in isolation. It's the impact that that has on everybody else. And there was a fantastic piece that I saw that was done in the UK by a professor over there, and he summed it up pretty simply. This is not about you. This is about everybody else. So we've got to do our thing to try and take any potential load off the healthcare system.
Got one on the speckled text coming through as well, by the way. If you want to join me on the speckled text, 0433 98 11 16. Cash loans, $2,000 paid fast and speckled text. One coming through from you got Zwift on board for a long time, Matt. Say good day to Matt. I was there in France helping him on the Zwift rides at the Tour de France. Craig from Zwift. So great to have Craig listening as well. Do you know Craig? Does that ring a bell to you?
Yeah, there was plenty of Craigs out there, but there was a Craig that did help us get organised on Zwift when we were over there. So greatly appreciate it, because to be able to go for a ride when you're at the Tour, the most frustrating thing is, Dwayne, when I go to the Tour de France, I'm surrounded by cycling all day long, I'm talking bikes all day long, and I'm in the best part of the world to ride a bike, and I rarely get to do so. So I loved being able to do it on the rest days last year.
A couple of quick questions, Matty. You do commentate off the TV. You're at the finish line, but you often don't get to see the cyclists until they're virtually in front of you. That's at all venues, even in Geelong when you're broadcasting the Cadell event in Geelong. So this is a situation where we're now seeing this worldwide. We're seeing a lot of commentary about to be done or has been done and will be done in the future from essentially a van. How tough is that for you? And do you see that as the way to the future? Will you always travel from venue to venue for each day of the cycling event? Or do you see a day when you'll all just stay home in one big broadcast centre and broadcast from that van?
We can definitely do it in that latter thing that you just proposed, because at the moment already, races that are on in April in Europe, such as the big one-day races like Paris-Roubaix, that's in France, and we commentate on that from a studio in Sydney. You do lose a little bit doing it remotely, and I'm sure you've done commentary where you're not actually at the venue.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you just
absolutely
lose that little bit of feel for it. And in a cycling sense, you're not quite sure how strong the wind is, whether it really is a strong headwind in the sprint finish, where the potholes are on the last corner. You miss a little bit of that detail. But for the sake of being able to reduce risk, it's a good option to look at. The other element that you need to keep in mind with cycling is you think of all the other sports that are closing down, such as the AFL or the ATP, they've closed down the tennis tour. They're stadium-based sports. The Tour de France goes all around the countryside. It goes from village to village, and you've got this big circus of people travelling. There's 2,000 accredited journalists. That's before we start talking about the bike riders and their support staff. If you want a virus to travel, it's the sport to make a virus travel, because it goes all the way around the countryside. So my optimism in terms of the Tour de France going ahead this year is really, really low. And as much as I love the Tour and I love the sport, at the moment, there's something a whole lot bigger than that.
What about velodrome cycling, time trial cycling in velodromes? We've been talking earlier on in the program about things that can be done. We're still racing. There's still racing in Geelong today. The Greyhounds are going tonight. There's still racing around the world in many parts of the globe. Do you see that as being, can we bring back something like that, a time trial situation at a velodrome where no one's riding next to somebody but they're racing against the clock?
Not yet, because in my view it's the same as basketball, for example, and there's a whole bunch of other people that support that athlete that goes out on the field of play, and in cycling that's onto the velodrome. That there's the officials that are in the center, there's the timekeeper, there's the coaching staff, there's the masseuse, there's the first aid in case there's a crash. And we've seen one of the big lessons, we saw this particularly over the weekend with the AFL, what every federation of any sport or governing body of a sport or race organiser can take out of this is how important the fans are. Sport without spectators is just not the same. And that has been really driven home over the last week or so, seeing any sport without spectators. The race that I just came back from is Paris-Nice, a race that starts in Paris and finishes in Nice. From stage two, the finish and start area, we're in lockdown. You couldn't have any spectators there. And it just wasn't the same. The sport, all sports, need spectators. They add to the atmosphere.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see exactly how that all plays itself out in the next 6 to 12 months. What's your piece of exercise today then, Matt? It was a stationary bike. It's also been tennis ball against the wall. Or have you got too many jobs on your list that your wife's given you?
I'm on the stationary bike every single day. I'm doing at least an hour on the bike. I've got, you know, a couple of core exercises that I do every night. But at the moment, you've given me a good break. This is procrastination. I need to finish varnishing the chairs on the outdoor setting.
Go varnish, Matt. Go forth and varnish. We'd love talking to you. I might try and chat with you every day if I can.
No worries, mate. Thanks, mate.
Matt Keenan joining me, cycling superstar, commentator of many cycling events around the world, but he could be doing a lot of them from Australia the way it stands right now. He's been in isolation since returning from overseas and is currently in day 6. And the impact on the international calendar, it does look like he thinks the Tour de France will not happen. Stick around, got a bit still to come. Bob and Andy are just warming up. They've got Melbourne Storm CEO Dave Donaghy as well. And I'll read out a few of your speckled texts after the break as well. You with Dwayne's World.